you've got this kind of culture of, you know, the reporters are the enemy going on. And it depends. I mean, you see a lot of Democrats pointing the finger at the president right now, saying you've helped create at least this culture where people consider reporters to be, you know,
enemy of the
column
people
or something. Exactly, right. Certainly creates an environment in which this is somehow okay to hate reporters and that sometimes fists fly.
And this isn't subtle. This is, you know, the president of the United States calling the press the, quote, enemy of the American people. A lot of rhetoric in his rallies over the course of the campaign that where people at the rallies express a lot of anger and hostility to the press and reporters. And it's part of a larger pattern we should be aware of. This is up to the people in Montana to send a message.
I agree.
Go ahead, Karam.
He's going for a seat in Congress right now, and I don't know how familiar your viewers are with how reporting works around Capitol Hill, but reporters walk up to lawmakers. That's one of the beautiful things about covering Congress. You can go straight up to the lawmakers, House member, senator, put a microphone in their face, ask them a question. This is how it works. It happens like this all the time. So this is just a little preview episode of what life is going to be like if he wins.
Yes.
And you can't body slam the reporters. I've never had that happen in the Capitol.